This is MSO News Sports, and it is time for our baseball insider, Andy Carboni, to join us. Andy, welcome.
Happy to be back once again, Bill.
All right, Andy. We've been talking about the Red Sox GM situation, or whatever the title might be for the new person to replace Hein Bloom. But what do you have for us on the latest news from the from that?
Well, according to reports, Red Sox are going to hire 43-year-old Yale graduate Craig Breslow as their new head of baseball operations. Breslow pitched in the majors for 12 years, including 5 years with the Red Sox. He was a member of the 2013 World Series Championship team. Breslow had been serving as the Cubs' assistant general manager and vice president of pitching. So this was definitely, sure, not the Red Sox' first pick when it came to replacing Hein Bloom, but this is definitely one that many people didn't see coming down the pipeline.
No, not at all. Well, obviously, on-field playing experience, which can't hurt in that role, and you know, who knows? At least he's got some other. He's had a lot of different experiences in baseball, so that might be good.
Yeah, that's true. So let's give him a chance and see what happens.
All right, Andy. Other Red Sox notes for us?
Well, outfielder Alex Verdugo was named as a Gold Glove Award finalist for right fielders. Winners will be announced on November 5th, and the Giants did ask the Red Sox for permission to interview coach Jason Veritek for their managerial position, but the Giants did end up hiring someone else. We'll talk about that in just a few minutes.
All right, we got a lot of Major League Baseball news for you to get through for us, but it used to be an old saying that you want to be playing baseball in October, but now you need to be playing baseball in November if you want to win that title. So get us an update on the World Series and, of course, the playoffs leading up to the World Series.
Well, one thing fans of the World Series that will be attending the games won't have to worry about is cold temperatures as the 2023 World Series gets underway tomorrow night as the Rangers host the Diamondbacks at Globe Life Field in Arlington, Texas. You can watch all the action on Fox, and both of those stadiums, they do have roofs as well in case there's some kind of inclement weather. So no need to worry when you go to the games for the World Series this year, that's for sure.
Or getting a rain out or anything like that, right? Yeah.
Absolutely. We'll start things off recapping the ALCS back on Thursday when we last spoke. Game 4 was played in Arlington. The Astros tied the best-of-seven series at the time at 2 games apiece with a 10-3 win. Friday, Game 5 at Globe Life Field in Texas. The Astros beat the Rangers 5-4. The Astros' Jose Altuve hit a 3-run home run in the top of the ninth to take the lead. The Rangers had the first two batters on the bottom of the ninth but could not score. But then here come the Rangers over the weekend on Sunday. Game 6 in Houston, Rangers beat the Astros 9-2. Adolis Garcia had a grand slam at the top of the ninth to put that game away. Garcia became the first player in history to hit a grand slam against an opponent in the regular season, as well as in the playoffs. Then the big Game 7 was on Monday at Minute Maid Park as the Rangers blew out the Astros 11-4. That man again, Adolis Garcia, 2 more home runs, drove in 5. He also set a major league record for RBI in any postseason series with 15. So the Rangers take the series 4-3, and they head back to the World Series for the first time in 12 years. Recapping the NLCS last Thursday, Game 3 in Arizona, the Diamondbacks scored a run in the bottom of the ninth, beat the Phillies 2-1. And on Friday, Game 4 in Arizona, so the Diamondbacks nipped the Phillies 6-5. Diamondbacks scoring 3 runs at the bottom of the eighth to take the lead. Phillies' Kyle Schwarber hit another home run. This, unfortunately, was in the losing cause for the Phillies. Saturday, Game 5 at Chase Field, the Phillies beat the Diamondbacks 6-1. The Phillies hitting 3 home runs in this one. Another by former Red Sox DH Kyle Schwarber. Monday, we shifted back to Philadelphia at Citizens Bank Park for Game 6. Diamondbacks beat the Phillies 5-1. Former Sox outfielder Tommy Pham hit a home run for the D-backs. Then on Tuesday, it was Game 7 as the Diamondbacks doubled up the Phillies 4-2. And with that win, the Diamondbacks returned to the Fall Classic for the first time since 2001.
The Southwestern World Series coming up here, huh? Yeah.
Indeed. So it's kind of nice to see a couple teams that haven't been in it for a while. I'm all for that.
Wow. How powerful are these Rangers, Andy? Pretty tough?
Well, definitely the lineup is very deep. They have a bunch of home run hitters, so the Diamondbacks will have their work cut out for them. The starting pitching led, by former Red Sox pitcher Nathan Eovaldi. So let's see how that all plays out. But to me, it's just funny the Diamondbacks, they really don't have a superstar on the team that people will know by name. Kind of a bland team overall, if you kind of look at them. So hats off to manager Torrey Lovello for getting that team as far as they have come so far. It's a nice story.
All right, you talk about superstar names. Well, big name in baseball is Dusty Baker, and you have some news on him, right?
Yeah, the Astros are going to be searching for a new manager as Dusty is retiring after 26 seasons in the dugout. He led the Astros to the World Series title last year. The 74-year-old Baker spent the last four seasons as manager of the Astros after stints with the Nationals, Reds, Cubs, and Giants. Baker's the 12th manager in history to reach 2,000 wins, and his 57 postseason wins rank fourth all-time. More managerial news, former Padres manager Bob Melvin has been hired away by the Giants. Melvin helped lead the Pirates to the NLCS last year, but the team missed the postseason this year, with reports of disagreements between Melvin and Padres general manager A.J. Preller. The Giants requested and was granted permission to hire Melvin this past weekend. So, former Red Sox catcher and current coach Jason Veritek was also up for that Giants spot, but when Bob Melvin came a-coming, they said, well, we're going to go this direction instead.
All right, and then you have some other Red Sox coaching news. Is it this development, right, with the pitching coach? Or I'm sorry, first with the hitting coach, rather. I'm sorry.
Well, it's former Red Sox first baseman Sean Casey. He's not going to be returning as hitting coach of the Yankees next year. And one of Major League Baseball British Young hitting stars could be on the move. According to SNY, Yankees have had preliminary conversations with the Padres about a trade involving outfielder Juan Soto. The expectation among rival executives is that Soto could be available in the right deal. Soto coming off the season, he played all 162 games, batted .275, 35 home runs, and a Major League Baseball leading 132 walks.
All right, Andy, so you've gotten us up to date. There's everything we need to know about Major League Baseball as we stand right now on the 26th of October, 2023. So what's the latest on the Hall of Fame? What are we hearing here?
Well, it's getting to be that time of year. We start talking about ballots coming up. There are eight candidates for the Hall of Fame's contemporary era managers, executives, and umpires. It's going to be voted on December 3rd in Nashville at the winter meetings. On the ballot, Cito Gasson, Davey Johnson, Jim Leland, Ed Montague, Hank Peters, Lou Piniella, and Bill White. And former Red Sox third baseman, 37-year-old Pablo Sandoval, and former Red Sox pitcher, 50-year-old Bartolo Colon, were among other notable older former Major League players. Selected on Monday's inaugural draft of a Dubai-based baseball league. It's going to be called Baseball United League. It'll be the first professional league in the Middle East and South Asia. League investors include Hall of Famers Mariano Rivera and Barry Larkin. Initially, there will be four teams in the league, and they will begin playing next fall.
All right, but 50-year-old Bartolo Colon was drafted as a player in this league. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So we'll have to see what this is going to be all about when this comes to fruition next fall. Who knows what this league's going to be all about and how long it will last. And there are some reports out there I was reading that there's going to be some cricket rules kind of put into the baseball rules. I don't know how that's all going to play out, as obviously cricket is big in those areas. So
these guys are so old, they'll have to bounce it up to the plate. Maybe that's it.
Yeah, pretty much. I don't know. So something off the beaten path in the world of baseball, that's for sure.
Well, probably some names I would recognize then in this league then. Yeah, absolutely. All right. So where are they playing their games? Where will that be? In Dubai?
Yeah, it's based in Dubai and some other areas of the Middle East and South Asia. So, again, four teams. I don't know if they're all going to be playing in just one location to start things off. But, more details on the way. We'll try to have them for you.
All right. Baseball fever springing up all around the globe. All right, man.
Indeed.
Okay. You don't need nothing. You don't need anything new. You just got to recycle all the great stuff that's happened before. There you go. It's like what is it? MeTV. There you go. There you go.
One of my favorite channels. So there we go.
All right, Andy, great talking with you, and we will talk again soon.
Looking forward to it.
There he is, baseball insider Andy Carbone here on MSONewsports.com.